I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, they're rigged in our culture, they're rigged in the system.
Today, we're going to talk about a doozy in the West. And when I speak of the West, I'm referring to mainly Europe and the United States. But the West has a doozy of a multi-mega trillion dollar problem. And I'm going to give you a quick outline today, something you're probably not hearing a whole lot about regarding Europe. And you better believe it's coming here to the United States as well. But this is where the derivative mess, this is where I would say the corrupt and false market system that we have today, or better yet, to stay close to the program, the market system that is rigged against the system itself, and let alone we the people. Because the market system itself got into what we know as derivatives. Derivatives are investments. A lot of times they are insurance policies against the collapse of an entity. There's a many, many facets of derivatives. The gold and silver market have derivatives where they sell gold, they sell silver they don't own, and that's why the prices are suppressed. But believe me, all of these derivatives are going to have their day. Unfortunately, it is the unraveling of a system that was finally woven before the attack against Russia. And I know many people think it's Russia that attacked us, but believe me, folks, it's not even worth getting into. We in the West completely antagonized. Even the Pope stood up and said that it really was the West that made Russia invade, and that's absolutely true. We did it. We forced his hand. He had no choice. He had to do it, and they knew he would do it. And I believe they wanted that because they wanted to blame the calamity that we're facing on Russia, because they knew the banking system was about to go down. But this is pretty serious in the West. Right now, it is confined to Europe, but America, of course, has their own supply, and we're a little better off. But we are intertwined financially, especially in the market system, with Europe. So this is one thing where Europe goes, the United States goes. Unfortunately, I personally dislike that. I think the vast majority of Europe is a complete basket waste case of a world. I don't really care for their morals. I don't care for their governance. I don't care for a lot of things that come out of Europe. Maybe some of the food or some of the chocolate and some of the appliances. But Europe is pretty darn backwards. They've lost the idea. They think they've got utopia, but it's an absolute nightmare they're experiencing right now, especially the immigration they allowed. It's just downright destroying the culture. Europe is not what it used to be, you know, 25, 30 years ago. But the problem is we're dealing with a massive multi-trillion dollar issue. And this is a derivative crisis that has completely erupted in Europe. And Europe is rapidly becoming serious. This is serious. Now, you just saw that a new prime minister in England was elected, Truss or Truss, and she started coming out with a multi-hundred billion dollar deal to try to put caps on energy, which is not going to work, and also put a tremendous amount of money into help bailing out the energy companies. But that's just England, and they're not really part of the EU concept here. This is a bigger picture. But just know that Putin, his decision to end the flow of gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline has caused an enormous derivative crisis to erupt there in Europe. It's going to take a serious amount of money to put this right. This is something that happened similar in 2008, so just be ready for this. Some already are referring to this as the Lehman Brothers moment for the European financial system. And authorities all over the European Union are really starting to kind of get nervous, you could say. They realize that the populations are going to absolutely, you know, uprise over this. It's going to get a lot worse, and they're becoming very unnerved. They realize they made a big mistake, but they're not backing down. They should stop the sanctions against Russia, but they won't. It's a matter of a principal issue. This is a serious global realignment, and the West has committed, and they're not going to back down. But we haven't seen anything like this, what's happening right now in Europe, since 2008. And if the Europeans are not able to contain this damage, which I personally don't think they will, we will soon see a tsunami of financial panic sweep across the entire financial system globally. And this is why this is important to pay attention to. Why, if you haven't, I would be making sure you have plenty of physical gold and silver so you can have your assets and wealth outside of the banking system. I'm not in contention that the dollar is crashing right now, although it is in the 50-50 category, but just know the euro goes first. And once the euro goes, you got about 2 weeks to get your money out of the bank before the dollar goes. I personally don't think that's happening right now. I do think Europe and the United States have the ability to print and monetize absolutely trillions and trillions of dollars. And you want to talk about inflation or hyperinflation. That is why you absolutely must have gold and silver right now. History will show that those that do will be the ones that survive this. But this is a Lehman Brothers moment for them, and they don't know how to handle it. They're not going to contain it, and the damage can soon be a major global issue. The European energy trading is being strained by what they call margin calls of at least, listen to this, $1.5 trillion. Now, mind you, we're hearing the word trillion a lot, but you have to understand $1 trillion is $999 billion. That is an extremely serious amount of money. And wait till you see what the $700 billion Inflation Protection Act they just signed, all Democrats, no Republicans. And it is such a crazy thing we live in, time we live in, because not only is it not going to reduce inflation, it is going to absolutely annihilate the middle class and cause more inflation, which I believe is going to lead up to potential hyperinflation. It's amazing how they think we're stupid and they give these titles to bills, but that is a horrendous bill. Everyone that voted for it should be castrated out of Congress. But yet we got a lot of people that just pull the hammer just because of the word letter D next to it. I don't get it, except that they're just not very smart. But this is a $1.5 trillion issue right now, putting pressure on governments to provide more liquidity buffer. This is according to Norway's now Equinor ASA. Aside from fanning the inflation, the biggest energy crisis in decades is sucking up the capital to guarantee the trades amid wild price swings. Now remember, even though there's these issues, the energy still has to be traded. You just can't go and tap it. Now, America does, but still, at the end of the day, the supplier supplies energy to the system. Buyers buy it. They resell it. It's still a trade mechanism, and that's the issue here. So unless they fully nationalize everything, which, you know, commies could and potentially would, and the West is not too far from that, until then, these trade issues have to be reconciled. And so right now, they're looking at really wild price swings, and it's pushing the European Union officials to intervene to prevent the energy markets from just basically collapsing. Now, while the governments across the region are stepping in to backstop the struggling utilities like England just did, the others will be following. Finland has warned of the Lehman Brothers moment, with power companies facing sudden cash shortages. Big deal here. This is what's going on. You deal with margins, you start trading like this, you're not going to have the cash to settle the trade. We are not talking about $1.5 million. We're not even talking about $1.5 billion. This is $1.5 trillion, and it is a colossal amount of cash. We don't have it. And it's going to have to be printed, is why you want gold and silver. You think inflation's bad now? Wait. The problem is not with the physical market. It's not that we don't have it. Rather, we're being told that the $1.5 trillion is a liquidity support, and it's going to be needed because derivative trading has gone haywire. And this is how the West has completely scammed the people, rigged the system against us by developing derivatives that had put us way outside our spending limit. It's like you have a credit card limit of $5,000, but somehow you rigged the credit card system and you went out and borrowed $100,000. That's what the derivative market is like. And that's what we're getting ready to get hit with right now. Liquidity support is going to be needed, period. Helge Hangain, Equinor's senior vice president for gas and power, said in an interview recently that the issue is focused on the derivatives trading mechanism while the physical market is functioning. Now, the physical market is only functioning partially because, remember, Russia has now cut off all supplies. So we'll see how that works out. But he's adding that the energy companies estimate that there will be a $1.5 trillion to prop up the so-called paper trading is a conservative number. $1.5 trillion is conservative estimate, and we are being given that right now, which means the final bill will likely be in the trillions. Number one, where's the money going to come from? They're going to have to print it, hence gold, silver. And two, folks, this was just Europe. The United States is going to have to do the same thing. And they're not even talking about the semiconductor chip problem we're having, why we can't have certain vehicles, why we're starting to see supply chain problems, why we're seeing supply issues. Taiwan and South Korea is definitely coming under China. Eventually, they will be owned by China, if not heavily influenced, and they build all these semiconductors. It'll take America 5 years to have plants ready to do semiconductors here in the United States. This is the biggest problem, exactly what the Romans did just before Rome collapsed. Rome outsourced all the food and the farming to their provinces outside of Rome. And then when Rome started having issues, they couldn't get the food from the provinces into Rome. And then, of course, it just kept snowballing and Rome collapsed. America had been outsourcing its manufacturing, outsourcing its greatness to these other nations. And now you have half the world saying, you know, we don't really care for America anymore. As a matter of fact, we're going to join BRICS with Russia and China and others. And we're not going to care about the Americans anymore. We are repeating exactly what the Romans did. And what President Trump, to his magnificent excellence, I don't care what you think. If you don't like it, my guess is you're not paying attention. Because what President Trump was trying to do was make America great again. And what that means, beyond all the brainwashed, psychopathic youth that are being brainwashed in universities, what Make America Great is bringing back manufacturing, bringing back all of these essential issues like prescription drugs, like semiconductor chips and other things that are manufactured overseas, bring them back to America, not only give high paying jobs in America, allow the people to make money, allow America to be great, but then we wouldn't be dependent on the other countries and susceptible to like what's going on right now. And if you think it's getting any better anytime soon, no way, because the Europeans and Americans are increasing by tens of billions their aid to Ukraine. They think they're going to break Russia, and in the process, they're going to break us in the West. Buckle up and just stay cool. Nothing to be afraid of, but you better be on the right side of the fence with your assets and your preparation. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.